Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, May 31st, brought to you by Muskox. Hey, if you move snow with a skid steer, you've got to see the Muskox difference. A patented back drag feature allows operators to blow snow while back dragging in front of obstructions. You know, garage doors, siding, and fire hydrants. Now, this saves time and money while lowering injury risk by decreasing manual labor. The optional dual auger, called the Dually, helps the operator eat through big snowfalls, ice-crusted snow, and blow more snow while back dragging. And the glide plate, it allows you to glide over grass and gravel without ripping up the soft surfaces. Subsequently, create an instant torque of the lower cutting edge to break up snow and ice to better expose hard surfaces. See the Muskox difference. Go to muskox.com or Facebook at Muskox Snowblowers or call 218-288-1905. See the difference for yourself. It's the Muskox difference. All right, well, our weather today, we do have some fog this morning, becoming partly sunny today. It's going to be a warm one, kicking off another long, warm week. Our high today, right around 90 degrees. Well, Minnesota has officially become the 23rd state to legalize recreational cannabis use. Governor Tim Walz signed the 300-page bill into law yesterday. Now, the bill allows people 21 and older to use marijuana, expunges low-level cannabis convictions, and creates a regulatory framework for cultivation, manufacture, and sales by state-licensed businesses. Now, under the new law, it will be legal by August 1st to possess, use, and grow marijuana at home. Possession will be limited to 2 pounds at home and 2 ounces in public. Stricter caps will be placed on cannabis products with concentrated THC. Now, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives is advising Minnesotans who plan to use marijuana after it becomes legal on August 1st that they will no longer be able to possess, ship, transport, or receive firearms or ammunition because marijuana remains an illegal controlled substance under federal law. Now, if it remains an open question whether federal officials would prosecute somebody solely for using marijuana and possessing firearms. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum may end speculation today about whether or not he'll throw his hat into the 2024 presidential race. The governor is making a major announcement in Fargo, which is near his hometown of Arthur, according to an email that links to an event held by Team Burgum. Speculation that Burgum would run for president began earlier this month. Burgum started his first term as governor in 2016 and was reelected in 2020. Now, he would join a crowded field. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced last week that he is running. Well, plans to move the Riverside Christian School into the old Macy's building of the Columbia Mall have changed. The Riverside Christian School Board has updated parents about the decision to terminate the purchase. Now, one of the biggest reasons cited was the struggle to amend the original operating agreement that multiple tenants in the mall needed to approve. Grand Forks Planning and Zoning Commission voted in favor of the zoning amendments needed for the potential move back in March. School officials say they have not ruled out the possibility of a new build on land in South Grand Forks at some future date. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today. Moe's Cafe here in the Grand Cities Mall. You talk about some good stuff. Well, today it's mushroom and bacon omelet. Oh, yeah, provolone cheese wrapped in a crispy hash brown crust. Choice of toast. All that for just 10 bucks. Yeah, 10 bucks. Hey, I tell you what, eat at your Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. You will love it. All North Dakota residents who want to give fishing a try can fish for free June 3rd and 4th. That's the state's free fishing weekend when all residents 16 and older can fish any North Dakota water without a license. Residents 15 and younger do not need a fishing license at any time of the year. Now, the weekend provides a great opportunity to try fishing for the first time or take someone new. Information on regulations, where to fish, and what equipment is needed is available on the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. And finally, in sports, Alex Bregman and Chase McCormick each homered to the second inning, had two ribbies. Houston Astros built a big lead early and beat the Minnesota Twins 5-1 last night. Twins and the Astros wrap up their series tonight at 7:10. Boys, Minnesota Section 8A high school baseball playoffs yesterday. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart beating Badger Greenbush Middle River in a close one, 2-1. And in the Section 8 AA, Red Lake forfeited their game against East Grand Forks. So tomorrow, Sacred Heart will play Red Lake County in Ada at 10. And East Grand Forks will take on Thief River Falls Goodrich at Eastside tomorrow at noon. Girls North Dakota State softball tournament kicks off tomorrow in Fargo. Has Minot High versus Grand Forks Central at 11. Grand Forks Forks Red River will take on Jamestown about a half hour after the first game. And girls, North Dakota State Dual Tennis Tournament starts tomorrow in Grand Forks. Grand Forks Central playing Bismarck around 10 a.m. And there you go. That's your morning update. Brought to you by River Cinema 15 at the Shire Bar and Grill. Your next dinner and movie destination. Hey, both are right in that River Mall at Eastside. Great place. You can either dine inside the movie memorabilia-laden restaurant, the Shire, or you can take your meal to the movie you're attending. Now, some of this week's features attractions are Little Mermaid, rated PG, Fast X, rated PG-13, The Machine, rated R, Hypnotic, rated R, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3, rated PG-13. You know, you can find the complete showtimes and listings online at rivercinema15.com. And don't forget about the Tuesday specials of $5 movies all day long and the $5.50 senior matinee special on Wednesdays and Thursdays. You know, River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages and is family-owned and operated by the same company that runs the Grand Theater in Crookston. For the showtimes, look online at morefamilytheaters.com. Well, like we mentioned earlier today, no 11 o'clock show today. We're doing some work here in the studio. But I will tell you that Mark Dobmeier and a special surprise guest will be on Dirty Thursday tomorrow, brought to you by River City Speedway. The day before the Outlaws invade the bullring on Friday. We can't wait. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. You know, we're almost on every one of them. Grand cities are awesome, aren't they? Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.